one local brewery is now in the business of brewing up tunes. Bike Rock Records Volume 1, a compilation of 10 local artists, officially launches tomorrow. The project is a collaboration between Bike Rack Brewery and Haxton Road Studios. Ahead of the official launch, I sat down with Bike Rack Brewery CEO Jeff Charlson and Haxton Road Studios owner Neil Greenhaw to find out more.
So we had a meeting, I think it was, you know, in the spring, right? It's kind of leading into the summer. And we actually met here at Haxton and just kind of talking through creative ideas of how to help the artists who are playing at Bike Rack currently. And so just we got into a creative meeting, and by the end of the meeting, Jeff tells the story better. But, you know, we all like, what just happened? And, you know, this is crazy.
Yeah, it really comes from us getting together with Neil. We have a full-time person at Bike Rack, Jared Sears, who leads all events and leads community engagement. We've been operating now for a few years, and we've really developed a relationship and a love for the local artist, especially the local musician who writes their own stuff. And what we heard consistently from them as we got to know them better is they need great content. They need a song that they can showcase themselves on. And they need an opportunity to put something together that's world class. So we got together, Jared and I came over and met with Neil, and we really had no idea that we would come out of there creating and doing an album. So I think in some ways I blame Neil for throwing that idea in our head. Right. But I think the only thing we found, we absolutely love the musicians. We love music. Goes with beer extraordinarily well. And we always say we're designed to be an experience-based brewery, experience-based business, and there's nothing that's a better fit hand in hand than beer and music.
The 10 unsigned diverse artists range from these sweet duos of Melody Haunt and Smokey in the Mirror to the rocking out of Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo, who all received top shelf production traveling for in country cutting one single through.
Having dreams at night, dreams about you. Heaven I meet's on a streak of good luck, like they don't have a care and don't give up. It ain't always black or white.
Everybody really came to the table with a name or two, artists that had been, you know, kind of blazing the trail in Northwest Arkansas, and really seeing that this was a project of, man, let's look at some of these artists who have really been grinding and working hard and who maybe just need a break when it comes to quality. And with bringing a production team, which is what we do at Haxton, you know, we have multiple team guys at Haxton, from programmers to producers to mix engineers, mastering. And so we can really take the beginning of a project from concept and even write the songs, in-house songwriters, all the way to the end of a project. And so we look at these artists who are already playing at Bike Rack and creating that environment and that experience base that Jeff's talking about, and going, hey, what would it look like if we spoiled them and gave them the production they deserve? Perhaps, I'd put it this way, even a production that they would struggle to get anywhere other than Nashville or LA. And so that's really where it came around, going, let's see what they can sound like. And if we really put the resourcing behind them and let's comb through some of their material and their songs, let's find the best of the songs that they have that we feel like are a good compilation for Volume 1. And then let's put the production behind them and let them hear what they could sound like from a professional produced standpoint.
We had a release party here for the artists, and it was where everyone got to sit in the room and listen to their songs. And what I get a real kick out of, because my day-to-day job isn't music. I love it. I'm passionate about it, but I don't do what Neil does or what any of the artists do. But it was just such a treat for me to watch the expressions on the faces of the artists and how mm-hmm. proud they were when they got to listen to their song, you know, in front of all the other artists and all the other people who came in for it. And I think they were just blown away with how good it sounded.
To see that look in their face of, this sounds amazing, but then they listen to somebody else's track and you can mm-hmm. see it, all of them going, oh man, the bar is high. Like, it brings a healthy level of, I would even use the word competitiveness, but just more of like, man, I need to work on this, or I need to, like, it was just a healthy camaraderie, like, just, man, let's do this. You know, this inspires me. That's the word I'd use. Like, this inspires me to write an even better song.
Bike Rack Records, Volume 1. In addition to a digital release via iTunes and Spotify, we'll see a vinyl pressing, and that vinyl will be available at the record release party. That's at the Record in Bentonville this Friday, November 9th. In addition to being able to purchase a copy of the record, many of the artists on the compilation will perform.
I think what you'll find is a celebration of the artist in Northwest Arkansas, and in Arkansas. That's what the evening should be. It should be just taking the time to really appreciate the artist, because they're not doing this to become massively wealthy or famous. They're doing it because they love it, and they can't do anything else. It's what wakes them up in the morning. It's what gives them passion, and we're just giving them a little bit of a platform to do that with the highest quality possible, that gets someone else excited, that gets someone else to invest, and showcases how talented these people are. One song can change someone's life. I mean, one song, if for some reason something picks up or something kicks in, you never know. So for us, it's just, let's get the ball rolling. Let's get art. The art scene is extraordinarily important. The live music is crucial. I mean, people want to live here and want to come here when they come and see a street market, mm-hmm. and they come and see a live show in a brew room. So for us, it's just let's make that happen.
Do our part.
Yeah, do our part. Nothing happens if you don't get going. For me, I think that the world is changing. It's becoming very, I think experiences are extraordinarily important to people, and I think it's going to become even more so important. And you have a world of cell phones and digital everything and AI and you name it. But the thing you can't replace is going to a place and hanging out with people and sitting down and enjoying and talking. There's a reason that live concerts will never be replaced. You can't stick a headset on and say it's the same.
The high-quality production of all the songs on Bike Rack Records Volume 1 comes thanks to Hexton Road Studios Premier Analog Equipment.
So, you know, Hexton, the second that you walk in here, you'll see really quickly that we value analog equipment. And what I mean by that is we have a lot of vintage gear in here from the 50s and 60s, which I get asked often, is it really that different? And why would you be using old things versus operating in new technology? And I say we're in the best of both worlds. You know, so when you walk in, literally from what you see in the equipment around the room to what you don't see in the wall, which is, you know, gold-plated wiring, very specific cabling, you know, from A to B to C to D, it's all the way to Z. It's you know, been designed in such a way where it's quality over quantity.
Bike Rack Records Volume 1 is just the beginning.
Yeah, there's a reason why we called it Volume 1. We expect this to keep going. We don't know what it's going to look like 4 or 5 years from now, but we have this genuine belief, when you look at least the United States and probably the world today, that when you go somewhere, you want to go to a local restaurant, you want to try the local cuisine, you want to have the local beers. That trend has picked up massively, I think, over the past couple decades. And we just looked at it and said, why isn't there anything bringing together the local musicians from an area? And nothing against listening to, you know, MTV or whomever, but why don't we curate and put together who we feel with the best partner and best partners, who we feel is the best music we've heard in our areas. 3-4 years from now, we hope you're walking into our brewery and you can choose from one of 4 or 5 different albums you can buy with different assortment of artists with different styles. We hope you're walking into Block Street Records and saying, oh wow, Bike Rack Records, I want to hear Arkansas. I want to hear the music of the region, of the area. And I guess we're crazy enough to kind of believe that idea. and to get it going, we want to do it a little bit unique so the artist wins. And what we mean by that is they own the rights to the song. Neil had mentioned Buffalo River Run. If Buffalo River Casino or Buffalo Outdoor Center comes to him and says, oh man, I desperately want that song, I wanted to use it for all my advertising. It's his.
And the response that you see from the artist when you say this in the beginning is like kind of a puzzled look and them going, no, really. Like, I own my masters and nobody does this. Why, you know? So it's just a moment to just kind of, I'll use the word bless them, you know, but I mean, literally just you're gifting this to them and kind of blowing their mind going, no, you bring value to this culture. And what you're doing and the shows that you're playing and these songs that you're writing are helping Bike Rack and they're helping Haxton. They're helping us all. You know, the artist community brings a tremendous amount of cultural equity and value to communities which they represent.
Catch the digital release of Bike Rack Records Volume 1 on iTunes and Spotify. Or pick up a vinyl pressing at the record release party at The Record in downtown Bentonville, Friday, November 9th. The All Ages show begins at 7 p.m. For the KUF Arts Beat, I'm Katie Henriksen. And